You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hey, what's happening? Jason Marsden here, a.k.a. Max Goof. And you're listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha? I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Doug.
Howdy. How's it going? Hi.
And of course, we're produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
I think we forgot this in the last episode.
We did. We got excited.
Yeah. So anyway, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube Shorts. Make sure you follow us on all of that.
I almost knocked down my drink.
I know. I was like, holy crap. Just knocking over stuff. Okay.
We're doing great, guys. We're doing great.
And also, go to www.limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Yes!
We got it out.
.com. Hi, everyone. I don't know. I'm so lost.
Ashley,
what are we doing?
I don't know. DVC?
I am. I'm losing it.
Isn't that what we're doing today? It's something. What are we doing first? I don't know.
We're
doing
our five connection segment because we really have nothing new to talk about because we're filming these all in one segment.
All together.
So today is our Pixie Dust pick. So what is something you've been watching or playing or doing that you're going to be or that you've been doing or doing this coming week?
Okay.
For example, I have been playing this.
Whatever this thing is, right?
Or anything. Just anything.
I think it's anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been doing a couple things. I've been reading. I'm in the middle of a series called Spark of the Everflame that my friend, my book bestie from work suggested, and I'm loving it so far. And then I've been playing the Disney Dreamlight Valley Christmas edition because they have, like, events, and I've been trying to finish the event.
Oh.
It's new.
That's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
That's cute. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a little, you get to like win outfits and I won an Anna winter outfit. So I look like Anna right now. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's funny. So cute.
What about you guys? Anything you're doing this week or playing or whatever?
What am I doing this week?
Any new shows coming out that you're watching or new seasons?
I'm almost finished with Stranger Things, so.
Oh, I already finished that.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. At this point, I'm just kind of ready for it to be done, to be honest with you.
Are you in the last season?
I'm in the last season, yeah. It's good. It's just a lot. And I feel like they're trying to wrap it up as quick as possible. And that's kind of like. Like, it's fine, and I'm enjoying the story itself. I just feel like it's a lot of, like, okay, wrap it up, check. It feels like that. And
yeah,
I find myself checking out a little bit more often than I used to. And I'm sad about that, because, like, it's been my favorite show for the last 10 years, and now it's just kind of like, eh.
I mean, the last, like, two episodes, I think, are probably the better ones.
Okay. I'm on, like, episode 7 right now, so, like, I just started it.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, that's when we were like, oh, okay, it got better.
Now it's actually like, because I feel like the whole season, it feels like Game of Thrones all over again. It feels like the last season of Game of Thrones all over again. Where it's like, build it, and the last episode is like, okay, that's the payoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I'm curious. I want to know when you see it, if you think it was worth it.
Yeah. I know it's, people are saying it's kind of less sort of ambiguously, like there's kind of an ambiguous-ish ending, maybe.
It's not subtle, yes. It is ambiguous. They throw it in your face that you make the decision of what happened in your mind. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very in your face. Yeah.
Interesting. Never watched the show before in my life.
Sure.
You would not like it. No, yep. She would not like it. The Demogorgon, are you kidding me? Ashley would watch like 30 seconds of this and be like, I'm good.
I'm done. This.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, you're right.
I'm trying to rewatch Sleepy Hollow, the TV show Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. even that, I'm like, oh, I forgot how creepy this is for me.
Yeah, she would not do well with Stranger Things. Honestly. No. I mean, we are all over the place with watching stuff, but last night I made Robbie watch The Emperor's New Groove because he had never seen it.
Classic.
Yeah.
You're still finding Disney movies this man has never seen? We have an issue. We need to make a list. That should be an episode. And we need to go through and see what he's seen and what he hasn't.
I know, honestly. Yeah. So I made him watch that last night, and then we watched 28 Days Later because I had never seen that, and we're going to be seeing the newest one.
Is that the zombie movie?
Yeah.
There are, in fact, zombies in it, yes. And I saw the last one that just came out. It does.
I only saw the first one, so I don't think I ever saw the...
I saw the 28 Years Later in theaters because he's like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, we'll go see it. And now I've seen the first one. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, because the only reason I asked is because apparently there's also another movie that has something to do with 28. That's a Sandra Bullock movie.
28 Days,
that doesn't have to... What?
It's just called 28 Days. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay. They tricked Sheldon in it in The Big Bang Theory, so that's why I remember that. Which 28 Days are you talking about?
Yes, I remember that, yes. This is the horror movie.
I've actually seen the Santa Barbara movie more than I've seen the zombie movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey. Whatever floats your boat, I have no judgment.
She plays an alcoholic who spends 28 days in a rehab center, so it's just her journey.
I think I have seen that.
So it's got Ed Helms in it, so... If that's a thing for you.
Uh-huh. Who's in it?
Aragorn, Viggo Mortensen.
Oh. So.
Yeah, okay. I think I have seen that. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
So those are our picks of the week.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what yours are.
Yes, please.
Okay, so let's move on to what we are here to talk about. So last week we talked about the pass holders, which is... I don't say this with any sort of malice, so don't take it that way, but it's kind of like the bottom level of the clubs.
Oh, it is. We are the forgotten stepchildren of the Disney clubs. Yes.
Yes. So the second tier of the Disney clubs, in our opinion, is the Disney Vacation Club. So what is Disney Vacation Club? A lot of people hear DVC all the time. They're like, what the heck is that? It is a vacation ownership program. So pretty much it's a points-based timeshare that you hear about. All these other places have them. So Disney has their own. Mm-hmm. And it gives their members flexibility in where and when they vacation. Instead of owning just like a single week in a place each year, members buy vacation points and they can be used to stay at any Disney Vacation Club resort and beyond. So this literally can be used in Walt Disney World in Florida, Disneyland in California, the cruises, any of the extra resorts like one in Hawaii, Vero Beach, Hilton Head. Yep. You can use them in the other countries, France, mm-hmm. Japan, Shanghai. You can use it for Disney Adventures, which is where they take you to different countries and go on random adventures. Like, you can use these points for anything, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is like a huge plus in my opinion, because mm-hmm. I will be inheriting all these points at some point. And those will be the days. Because I can't really just use them now because my parents paid for them at this point.
You know. Mm-hmm.
I have to let them, like, dictate it. Mm-hmm. Anywho, let's see here how it works. So you purchase a contract that grants you a set number of vacation points each year. And this is your currency to spend. So you only have so many points to spend each year. And every year they, like, replenish. So you buy them and you can either do a payment plan where you pay it off over time, or you buy it outright and you own the contract. Mm-hmm. And it's a legal binding contract. Like, I had, like, for them, for mom and dad to get us on it after they paid off the points, they had to literally get a lawyer and add us into the contract. So it's very, wow, like, binding. Jeez. Yes. Oh, very okay. binding.
Okay.
I'm legally on it. And it was probably a good thing they didn't add me till after I got married, because then they could put me with my new name and they didn't have to worry about changing my last name and all the fun stuff.
I have a question. Do yes. they roll over, or is it
they
like...
They do.
Okay. We're That's what I there, thought.
Yes.
Okay. I just thought, yes. but I wanted to just make sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a big part of it is flexibility, and also a big part of it is the points and accumulation. So you can actually, it's called banking them, banking and borrowing. I have a whole section here.
Ooh,
you okay. can bank and borrow vacation points, giving you flexibility. So banking means you can move unused points from your current use year into the next use year, but you have a certain date. So mom's always like, oh God, I got to call our rep.
What is happening in your background?
I think Brett got the dog out.
Rub, 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 rub. Yes, sounds
Someone's
like that.
Barking. Yes. So there's a certain date you have to call your brand rep and say, "Hey, I want to bank these points."
Okay.
So they'll bank them. So deadline. Let's see here. It says right here, generally within the first 8 months of your use year is like when you can bank them. After August, then.
You either use them or lose them. Okay.
Yep. And then once they're banked, you can use them in the next year, which is what we're doing for our vacation next year. So
that makes more sense. Okay.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And then you can always borrow points. Oh, do you need my help? Can we pause for like a moment?
Sure.
We had a return from Amazon that's getting picked up right now because they screwed it up. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. We shall wait.
We shall wait.
We shall be here.
And now we keep.
I don't remember how to. Yeah, because I don't remember how to pause it. So we're just gonna leave it on and then edit it.
We're gonna talk so much trash about Ashley when she's gone, and then no one's gonna know until we put it in the gag reel at the end of the year.
Yes. Well, let's put it in here. Ashley's the worst.
Ashley is such a she got a funny face.
She's got blonde hair.
She got blonde hair.
Can you believe it?
I know, right? Ugh. And she's got glasses and a nose, and like she wears like she wears clothes. And like has teeth. What does that? Who has teeth?
I mean, she likes spirit jerseys. I mean, how Disney basic is that, right? I mean, oh my God.
And like, she has ears and she sits in chairs. Yeah. She sits down sometimes. Sometimes.
Look at her chair. It's right so
there.
Fancy.
It's right there. It's gray. Who has a gray chair?
Like, nobody has that? A gray chair.
What is that? Honestly,
who does that?
I don't.
And you know,
people named Ashley.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And who just lets their dog like bark in the background? It's
exactly.
so rude, right?
Exactly.
Like control your dog, okay?
Neglectful,
even though they're in another room.
Neglectful dog mom.
You know?
Neglectful dog
mom. Yeah, it's
mom.
Ridiculous. But, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Report her to the neglectful dog mom circus.
Yeah, I don't know who to call, but we'll look it up later.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
And make sure we call. You gonna call?
Ghostbusters, Dogbusters, Dog Mom Busters.
Dog Busters, there we go. Dog Mom
dog
Busters.
Mom
yeah.
Busters.
I'm just like, what's the name for it? There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got it. New theme song.
Yeah.
Just for the show. Yeah. We came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Without our knowledge, and no one will be the wiser.
Mm-hmm. She'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
She'll never know what happened during these couple of minutes she disappeared.
Exactly.
With her Amazon return.
Who returns things to it? Ungrateful. So ungrateful.
I know, like, Amazon spent all that time to send it to her, and then she sends it back.
Huh?
What?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay.
So we bought a new, like, big TV stand, like, a hefty one from mm-hmm. Amazon, and when we got it, mm-hmm. I pulled out all three of the main, like, blocks, and they had horrible cracks in the middle of each one.
Oh.
So if we put our TV on it, it would collapse.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
they did a free return, and they're shipping a new one. So that's why I had to go help Punish because it was heavy.
Yeah.
But they like came up and are taking it down the stairs for us.
Now we know. Now we know what happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you made it back safely.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still filming. Hi, guys.
Safe
travels. Yeah. I couldn't remember how to pause it, so we're here.
We're just here. Okay, cool. Do you need to finish up any conversation before I move on?
No, we're done.
We got everything up and okay. We need to get out.
Yeah, we said it all. So.
Oh, that scares me. I'll have to listen later. You're smiling both very sinisterly, and I don't like it. It's not fair. Anywho, we were talking about borrowing points. So you can actually borrow points. Like, if we needed to borrow points from 2027, we could borrow them. We just wouldn't have them then next year.
Right.
So, again, you have to call your rep, and they do it for you. So, points borrowed generally cannot be moved back if you cancel. So if you borrow them, you got to use them. You can't just move them back or bank them. So yeah, that is how you bank points or borrow points. We already talked about that. Some benefits that we have. So a lot of people think that if you're a Disney Vacation Club member, you also get free tickets. That is false. That is beyond false. That is the pass holders. If you want free, if you want to not have to worry about buying tickets every time you go, you get a pass. That's what you do.
Yeah.
See last week's episode for that one. This one, it is just for the hotel and where you're staying. So some benefits is kind of like the same as Disney pass holders. We get discounts on merchandise, some special pricing on park tickets and tours. We have special events for ourselves as well.
Which are much better than the pass holder ones.
They are better than the pass holder ones. Yes, I'm sorry. Member only lounge. We do have member only lounges, but I'm going to tell you right now, they suck.
You know what? I don't even feel.
They sound that great.
I don't even want to say I'm surprised.
They're the same as yours.
Are they?
They're the exact same as yours. You go in, you get free, like, crappy snacks that you can get at the, like, okay. No, literally, you walk in, there's literal snacks that you can buy. Yes, it is chips and stuff like that you can get at a gas
that's
station.
So stupid.
There is a so pop stupid. Machine, so you can get, like, free pop, but, yeah, it's not, there's nothing like Disney-fied. You can't.
The Hoosiers don't say soda.
Shush your mouth. You are smashed between two Hoosiers right now, so shush.
It's soda pop. It's fine.
It is pop.
Soda pop.
Soda pop. You know, soda pop. Yeah.
I remember the first time being down in Florida and getting yelled at by an older lady in our cafe at college when I called it pop. She's like, what did you call that? I'm like, pop?
Is it that serious?
It's Coke or it's soda. I'm like, oh, dear Lord.
Is it that serious?
She was not nice.
Oh my.
She was not nice. Let's see here.
Wait, I have a question.
In certain cases, I have a question. Special theme park. I don't know whether that is. Yes.
I have a question. What is your discount on merchandise?
It is the same, like 10 to 20%. It's the exact same as pass holders.
Rude.
There is certain stores though we can get up to 30. What? Hold on. Let me
like
open
all
up
the time?
Huh?
Like all the time. You can get 30% off.
Yes.
Not like just sometimes.
Hold on. I'm gonna look this up real quick in my app. Actually, it'll be easier to do it this way. DVC. Let me log in.
Okay.
Because I actually, like, we have our own website that we log into.
You have your own website.
Because of our reservations. And then when we want to do tickets and everything else, we go back to the regular website.
Okay. I see.
My dashboard.
Hello?
Hello? It's me. Nope. Don't create an account. Bad. What's my app? I don't know. I don't even know what my Disney password is. Crap. It's because I'm on Google. I usually use Safari and I'm on Google.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
Safari. Hello. Hello, DVC. Here we go. I'll be able to sign in now because it knows my password.
There you go.
Oh, always a winner.
Yes, my DBC. Yes, by Ashley. I also have my mom's password. She, for some reason, trusts me with it.
You just go in there and modify the whole vacation.
I mean, technically, I have your password, too, to your Disney account.
You do. You could go in there and do nothing because I don't get any benefits. So there you go.
No, I just steal pictures.
That's true. I do let you steal photos. Benefits. Yeah.
All member benefits. Where is... No, I don't want to take a survey.
Would you like to take a survey?
Always with the surveys.
Always with the surveys.
So, most of it... Okay, depending on the store is what we get. So, like, World of Disney is 10%, 20% at, like, Hilton Head and Vero gets a bigger discount.
Yeah.
Where was it? There's something that we get like 30% off of, and I don't remember what it is, unless they changed it. Maybe it was 30%, and now they downed it for 2026. Who knows?
Yeah. You never know at Disney.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
Unless it was dining.
If you get 30% off of dining, I'm going to throw something at you through the computer.
No, it's not dining. It's 10% or 20%. So we're about 25 in some places, but it's not like at Disney World. The 25 is at like the nice, like the a Hawaii resort and the Hilton Head and that sort of
I guess stuff. That makes sense. Okay.
They're a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer your question?
Yes. I had another question. Oh, also, you kind of touched on this, but you all get like free... stuff because I saw your nice water bottle and bag. Oh, and I get a magnet. Like, are you kidding me with this? I saw it. It was a nice water bottle that they gave
you. I didn't get a bag, but we got a water bottle.
Whatever it was, I'm still mad about it. I know the water bottle at least. So there we go.
Yeah, I'm waiting for, because we get, I think they send us something at the beginning of every year. So I should be getting something here in the next month.
Are you kidding me? They can only send us magnets and you get a whole freaking like nice water bottle.
We got a nice water bottle, magnets, a sweat rag, what else did we get? We got something else.
Oh, my God.
But the amount of money, I'm not going to say how much it was over this because my parents would kill me.
I get it.
But the amount of money that you spend on DVC versus pass holder is significantly more.
But listen, some of us have been pass holders since like the 90s, okay?
Now, where is our
reward, Disney? Where is our reward? Not me personally, because, you know, I didn't have a job when I was, you know, 10. But still, just saying.
You never got when you were 10, lazy. God.
No, I was a very lazy child, clearly. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Communist.
Clearly.
Yeah. I guess that's a thing people say now.
I think it is, yes.
You don't have a job when you're 10?
We've kind of always said?
Bootstraps. Something about bootstraps or, you know. Personal responsibility, but I don't know.
Blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, yeah. Let's see here. I kind of already talked about this. I think ChatGPT is doing double for me. How it works financially, it is deeded interest. You can buy more. So it's not just you buy points and it's a contract, but if you are able to buy more points to add to your contract. So like, right, like some people start off with like, 250 points, per se. If they have, if their family grows and they're going to need more points because they're going to be staying longer, they have more people, they can buy more points to add on for every year.
Okay.
So that is a perk.
Okay.
It's not really a perk because you have to pay for it, but it's a, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Anyhow. I don't know. It's a
benefit.
Thing.
Yeah. Benefit, yeah. A benefit to be able to buy more instead of just get locked in one price or one set amount. Yeah. So why people end up choosing it is because of flexibility in their vacation timing and location. You're not locked in on one week every year. You can make deluxe Disney vacations more predictable and sometimes more cost effective over time, which I agree with. includes Disney style accommodations with bigger spaces and home like amenities. So the rooms that you get, the rooms that you have available to you are not rooms that are available to anybody else. So like when Brett and I went this past May, we had a full one bedroom suite with a full off, like a full bathroom. We had a washer and dryer. We had a full kitchen, couch, TV, bedroom had a door to it. Like it was beautiful and just nice big space. We didn't feel like cramped in one little hotel room. It was phenomenal. We also went to Boardwalk, which was, I don't know if I want to stay anywhere else. Like, I think that's my new home base. I'm like, Boardwalk is now where I want to live. Because they took my cabins away. Yeah. Made them look modern. Who puts modern cabins in a wilderness lodge area? Like, dum-dums. It's all
Disney.
You're camping. You're supposed to feel like you're camping.
Yeah. Have you seen...
Postmodern minimalism now. It's like every place, everywhere.
Well, I am starting to hate minimalism. I want homey. I want cozy. I want floral. No, I don't want wallpaper
especially
back,
there.
But I want, like, color in my houses. Yeah.
No, I agree. No, have you seen what they're doing with the new building at Fort Wilderness?
Yes, they're putting a big old lodge where River Country used to be.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Well, they needed to do something there. Mm-hmm. I hope they make it look like actual camp, like Fort Wilderness, like logs and all the things. They better do it. They needed to do something there because you can't have a water park there because the crocodiles or the alligators kept getting in.
No, it was because of the bacteria. That's why they closed
that too.
It. Yeah, the like brain eating amoebas or whatever it was. Yeah.
I don't know. But it was, I mean, the water that was coming into it was literally from the lakes where all the fish and the bacteria and the alligators. Why do I keep seeing crocodile? The alligators and all the stuff that we shouldn't be around was in that water.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the 70s. I mean,
it was still around when I went in the 90s. And we played in it, and we're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly.
Debatable.
You know.
Yeah.
So, some of my experience with DVC, I don't have hatred for DVC. Like, she has issues with Passholder. I actually really love it and how it works. The one thing that really annoys me, the only thing that really annoys me is that you have to choose a home base like any other timeshare. Now we got an amazing home base because it was brand spanking new and no one else was in it. So we got, Riviera, which, oh my gosh, if you've never been just to look at Riviera, it is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Even the quick service food tastes like 5-star restaurant. It's amazing, but honestly, it's just too fancy. The rooms are just, it's not my cup of tea for 24/7. But the mosaics, they have these beautiful, like, tangled mosaics in this archway of the tower and the light, the floating lanterns. Oh, I melted. I melted the first time I saw
it. Sounds nice.
That is so nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's gorgeous. But what happens is when you reserve, if you want to reserve elsewhere, like I wanted to actually be at Grand Floridian for my honeymoon and we were going to do it because we had the points for it. Floridian was actually not very expensive, oddly enough, on points. Hmm. It's very weird. But the home people, the people who had their timeshare with the Grand Floridian gets first dibs. And then at a certain point, then you can... book. And because of that, we weren't able to get Grand Floridian because it got booked up.
Right.
Mm.
So I'm glad we still got Boardwalk, and it was beautiful and it was perfect. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad we ended up at Boardwalk. But that's the one thing I don't like is like when I already know where I want to go and I have to wait till about 6 months before our flight or before our vacation to book my room really annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I knew this a year in advance. Why can't I book you in a year in advance?
Yeah.
This is stupid. But that's how that works. So it works like a normal timeshare. You have to wait certain time frames because if it's not your home. So that's...
Yeah.
Discounts for food and merch could be better. Just like pass holders. It's whatever. But Like, everything else about it, I love being able to just book my hotel with points and not have to worry about all the other stuff that comes along with it. We do have to do incidentals still, so they still have to have a credit card on for incidentals and all the things, but it's just, it's easy. I heard they're taking this away, but when I was there, whenever we scanned into the parks, it said, welcome home.
Huh. Oh, really?
It made me so happy. Aww. I heard they might have taken that away, but it was so cool. So, like, everyone else's would, like, you'd scan and do this thing. You put your finger down, and it'd make the ding sound.
Yeah.
The ding. Well, ours would do this music and say, welcome home, actually, or welcome home. And it's like,
really? Aww. Aww.
I love it. Thank you.
That's cute.
I am home. Thank you. So just a quick summary. Points-based, flexible use of the points for resorts, experiences, cruises, and more. Membership benefits like discounts and exclusive events. The events are better than discounts, I'll be honest. There's an initial purchase. Now, there are annual dues. I did miss this. You do have annual dues every year, but it's like just a couple hundred dollars. It's not It's not like you have to pay the same amount every year. That would be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So it's just a couple hundred or maybe a thousand, something of that nature. I think it depends on how many points you purchased. Mm-hmm. And then it is designed for families who want long-term Disney vacations, which is why we have it, because we are we are long-term. Mm-hmm. We've been long-term.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's everything on Disney Vacay.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. The rest of the pages are all my sites. Mm-hmm. That they got the information from. Like, I literally went through this list of citations that ChatGPT made me and made sure that they were reputable sources. Some of them came up as Facebook sources, and I looked to see which ones were, like, Facebook info. I'm like, I need a reputable source, please. Do not use that Facebook source.
Yeah.
Because I don't trust Facebook people. I'm sorry.
No, that's fair.
I wouldn't trust... I mean, I wouldn't trust me if I wasn't pulling stuff from actual, like, Disney sites.
Uh-huh. I agree. Yeah. Not a great source, so.
Yeah. They're great. I love Disney influencers for the fact of, like, showing us new things that are coming that have already been announced. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, like, specific information like this, like, you need to go to the Disney site because it's going to be different for every family and every person.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I agree.
It's not going to be the same experience. Like, influencers can show you their experience as a family or as an individual at Disney and what they do and how they do things, but it might not work for you. You need to go to Disney and find what works for your family.
Definitely.
That was so off topic rant, but it needed to be said.
Yeah. No, it's true though. Yeah.
Any other questions about DVC?
Yeah.
No.
Cool. Well, Pixie Dusters, I hope you learned something new today. Maybe that'll get you interested to check it out. How you check it out is through the website, DisneyVacationClub.Disney.go or something of that nature. Just Disney Vacation Club. Right. Or if you're at the parks and want to actually meet with somebody, there's Disney Vacation Club kiosks literally everywhere. Mm-hmm. And you set up a time to meet with somebody and you go to a resort and they show you how it all works. So, yeah, if you're interested, check it out.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye, Pixie Dusters.
Bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy. Logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.